What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, do we fight? We fight every day. Oh my gosh, since we're our last show. Well, by the way, Shady, let me welcome my partner in justice. It is 11/21, 2022. It is the week of Thanksgiving, and we give thanks to thanks and giving. And Shady Groove, welcome.
Thank you very much for the introduction. Thank you, great Patriots, for coming to the show. We really appreciate all of you out there. And I think that we do have a short week this week, Jeff, but it's not going to be short of excitement.
Yeah, tomorrow we have Liz Croken to talk about the hotels chain and what's happening with that. Is it Hyatt? I can't remember which one.
Yes.
Yeah, Hyatt. Oh my gosh, guys, she's going to come on tomorrow. Liz Croken, the amazing Liz Croken, will be on the show tomorrow. And we've got a Q post since you've been gone. It was 11/18/2022 at 7:21 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to go over that. It mentions stuff that's happening in Arizona. And we're going to go through some of that little decodes as well. Trump is reinstated on Twitter. And now the Q posts that have real Donald Trump status are now back live on the Q map. Boom. I mean, just that alone, Shady Groove, just that alone is huge.
It is huge because it connects the Q post to Donald Trump's Twitter, and our deltas and our timestamps are all back right where they were whenever Donald Trump's Twitter was taken down without going anywhere. And that proves our message.
Yeah, it's amazing, guys. It is amazing. So with that, we are not funded by Lusa Pfizer. We're funded by you. Thank you, great Patriots, for helping us out with this show every day. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Hey, Yeti, roll that beautiful bean footage, brother.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there. Check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable. Footwear you'll ever own.
Beds. You can see our faces for radio right here. John Penley, we love you, John Penley. Mike Hess is out there. Noah, one else. You guys are awesome. Thank you for being here every day, Zinfa. Let's see. Let me get some other. Sandy, Star, White, Miss Thea, Maria, and MKL. God bless you all. And Matrix is blurry, says Busan. I think you're blurry, Busan. I'm just going to say this again. She might be a little blurry. Songbae, what's up? You guys, love you guys. Shell, hello. And Mike Hess, again, there's 17 from MKL. And, you know, you guys are why we're here. Just Hop 17. Yo, what's up? Scottish Annan, all the way from Scotland. God bless you, sir. And you're not Donny O'Sullivan, are you? No, he's Irish. Never mind. Never mind. I did not mean to make that bad. And Mickums is here. What's up, Mickums? I'm corny. Fohammer, Zinfa, Cinnabar, Bird, what is up? Guys, Kimma, Liliana, Nana knows. Yes, she does. Yeah, B-Fly. You know, just MAGA CAG, what's up, guys? You know, oh my gosh. C-U- M-C-U-I-N-A-I-A. I cannot say that, but welcome. Meter's here, and Meter wants the bat. Meter, are you really going to make me do the bat again? Is he going to do it, Shady? Is he going to make me do the bat? All right, I don't want to be a bat, but there you go, guys. I love you. All right, so let's get into it. This right here is Q post 4963. It was from 1118. What day is that? What's 11? What day is it today? The 21st. So this is Friday, right? Okay. Jeez. I tell you the whole day. I can't believe it's November 2022, guys. Almost Thanksgiving. Whew. Okay.
The election is the Trump election.
I know, right? I know. We can't hear Shady, says we're all mad.
What?
Shady muted. Shady's muted. Shady low sound. Oh, Shady muted.
Daddy did it to me again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So I'm here sitting here talking to myself, but you see you Shady going.
Oh, still no sound.
Still no sound. Shady's 5-5. Yeah, Jeff, you're a fool. Thank you, Scottish Anon. We love you, man. I did not mean to call you Irish, brother. I promise. All right, so 4963. Here it is on the screen. Runbeck, Dominion, SOS offices, investigators, researchers, whistleblowers, patriots in trusted positions. Trust yourself. You have seen the truth. Time to show the world. Focus. Focus in all caps. Ascension. Q. Now, Shady, you know, we do like to do this little exercise every now and again, and I'm going to ask you to read this from bottom to top. Maybe it makes more sense, Shady. Check it out.
Go ahead. All right. Let's listen to it. If we're
Monkey did it. We did it. I mean, all Anons that were actually Anons did a Runbeck dig back in May of 2021, I believe, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and interesting that that's coming back to play now. And I was even mentioning a little bit yesterday of how that we can now see, like, that we don't have, we're not flat-footed now. We have a tremendous amount of patriots that are watching what is going on and how they're attempting to certify. There's multiple counties now in Arizona that may not certify, and Runbeck printed, what was it, like a third of the total ballots in the country?
Into that. It's part of the dig we did. So yes, to your question, absolutely. It was a third in 2020 and it's 80 million in 2022.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you right now, guys, you know, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. All right, so let me just find out where my Runbeck dig starts here. I did repost some of Code Monkey's old digs as well. But, you know, here it is, Runbeck Election Services. So here's what we know. Okay, this was back in May of 2021, Shady. Runbeck printed mail-in ballots. Okay, check. Runbeck gave mail-in ballots to USPS to deliver. In fact, there is a U.S. Postal Office in Runbeck. Runbeck received mail-in ballots. Runbeck sorted received ballots, 40,000 per hour. Runbeck has been partnered with Dominion. Runbeck has been partnered with Maricopa County. Runbeck was allegedly caught sending pallets of fake ballots to Fulton County, Georgia. And this was in the news, folks. Runbeck was also allegedly caught printing ballots with a 30% error rate for Tarrant County, Texas. Have we heard of Tarrant County, Texas recently here? Remember CanCon did that one gentleman that was a ballot harvester saying he's getting paid. That was in Tarrant County, Shady.
Tarrant County, that district, same district, yep.
That's right. That's right. So we've got a lot going on with this. And so the Election Integrity Unit of Arizona Attorney General's Office has officially demanded a response from Maricopa County pertaining to issues related to the administration of the 2022 election in Maricopa County. Guys, this is huge, folks. This is page 3. I think I got him. Oh, man. Okay, so this is page 1. This is Thomas Liddy. Dear Mr. Liddy. Mr. Thomas Liddy is the Civil Division Chief at Maricopa County. Attorney's office. Okay. This is regarding the Maricopa County administration of the 2022 general election. Dear Mr. Liddy, the Elections Integrity Unit of Arizona Attorney General's Office, AGO, has received hundreds of complaints since Election Day pertaining to issues related to administration of the 2022 general election in Maricopa County. These complaints go beyond pure speculation, but include firsthand witness accounts and raise concerns regarding Maricopa County's lawful compliance with Arizona election law. Furthermore, statements made by both Chairman Gates and recorder Richer, along with information Maricopa County released through official modes of official modes of communication appear to confirm potential statutory violation of Title 16, Shady. So pursuant to AGO's authority under ARS Section 16-121, the unit hereby requests Maricopa County formally respond and to address the following concerns that have been raised. Election day ballot on demand printer configuration settings. According to Maricopa County, at least 60 voting locations had issues with relating to some ballot on demand printers having printer configuration settings that were non-uniform, guys. And by the way, state federal laws require uniform administrations. See election. This is the sauce to the authority under the AGO's authority under ARS 16-21. So this is page 3. That's all out of order. I'm so sorry, guys. Page 2, which appeared to have resulted in ballots that were to be read on site by ballot tabulators. Based on sworn complaints submitted by election workers employed by Maricopa County, the BOD printers were tested Monday, November 7th without any apparent problems. Many of those election workers report that despite the unsuccessful testing, the night before the tabulators began experiencing problems reading ballots printed by the BOD printers within the first 30 minutes of voting on Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. Based on the plethora of reports from election workers, poll observers, and voters, combined with Maricopa County's admission that they were, in fact, widespread problems related to non-unified BOD printers configuration settings, the unit request that Maricopa County provide a comprehensive report detailing with specificity, one, the voting locations that had the problems were either BOD printers or tabulations, two, specific problems at each voting location, three, any other issues related to BOD printers and or tabulators that may have contributed to the problems at voting locations. A comprehensive log, this is what they want, for a comprehensive log of all changes to BOD printer configuration changes to include and identify the individuals making changes. Five, Maricopa County's standards for the BOD printer configurations settings as specified in an internal technical specifications and or manufacturer. Okay, so let's go on to the next one, but this is huge, guys. So if any network administration was able to make universal changes, please detail when and how the printer configuration settings were corrected. Remember, we had Greg Phillips on Friday, Shady Groove, and he mentioned something to this effect about, you know, we want the logs, the change logs. Election day checkout procedures. Following widespread reports of problems in voting locations on election day, Chairman Gates publicly stated that voters had already checked into e-poll book, but were having difficulties voting and could check out of that voting location and would be able to nonetheless vote in another voting location. Based on sworn complaints received by the unit, not only have poll workers reported that they have trained and or not provided all information on how to execute checkout procedures, but many voters reported the second voting location required the voter to cast a provisional ballot, as the e-poll books maintain the voter had cast a ballot in the original voting location. In fact, Arizona law specifically prohibits provisional ballots to be counted when a voter has signed multiple poll books, guys. If a voter's name is counted and a voter has signed multiple poll books, see ARS 16584D. If the voter's name is counted when the voter signed multiple poll books, I mean, guys, the voter's name is not signed onto the roster, and if there is no indication the voter is an early ballot, the provisional ballot envelope shall be opened and the ballot shall be counted. I mean, this is incredible. So that's page 1. Here's page 3. I know it's kind of hard. It's hard to make things bigger here on True Social. It only goes smaller when I make it bigger. It's really weird, guys. I don't know what to do. So anyways, showing the person did vote in the provisional ballot shall remain unopened and shall not be counted. Emphasis added. Please provide a detailed report indicating, one, when the and how poll workers were trained and or provided with procedures on how to check out voters from one voting location so they could lawfully vote in another location. I mean, guys, this is breaking the law. Two, the legal basis for the checkout procedures in light of ARS 16-584D. Three, why Maricopa continued to publicly encourage voters to leave voting locations after having been notified at the unit poll workers appeared to to be improperly trained on checkup procedures, and four, a report detailing all voters who were provided provisional ballot due to having already signed an e-poll book and other election day voting locations and final disposition to their provisional ballot. Ballots deposited in door three and statutory required election board closeout duties. Due to widespread problems in non-uniform printer configuration settings, many voters were unable to tabulate their ballots on election day using on-site tabulators. Instead, voters were instructed to deposit their ballot in door three. According to these statements by Chairman Gates, Recorder Richer, and Maricopa County officials' communications, door three ballots were transported from Maricopa County Tabulation Center and to be tabulated by HiPro 821 or Canon G1130 tabulators at Central Count. Maricopa County appears to have failed to adhere to the statutory guidelines in segregating, counting, tabulating, tallying, and transporting door three ballots. I mean, we had Greg Phillips on the ground saying that they were in Tupperware bins. We had Michelle Swinnick here saying that they just put the door three ballots in already counted duffel bags. Wow.
Lots of problems.
Yeah. So door three, non-tabulated ballots were combined with tabulated ballots. Oh, wow. I just said that in voter locations. Further, we have received sworn complaint from an election observer indicating that more than 1,700 door three non-tabulated ballots from one voting location were placed in black duffel bags that were intended to be used for tabulated ballots. Pursuant to Arizona law, yeah, and you know that's widespread. Wow. Pursuant to Arizona law, Maricopa County was required to complete reconciliation of ballots cast against check-ins at the ballot locations before leaving voting location, not at a central count. And see the law. Here's all the listings of the law, guys, in the Election Procedures Manual, 2019 Election Procedures Manual, guys. Wow. Please provide a copy of each voting location's official ballot report, including any discrepancies in the report and explanations for any such discrepancies. Please also provide a written statement clarifying reconciliation that appears to have occurred at Central Count on or around November 16th, 2022. Finally, please provide a written report on how many ballots were commingled, how many ballots were placed inside the black duffel bag intended for tabulated ballots, how and when Maricopa became aware of the related problems and how these problems were ultimately resolved. Arizonans deserve a full report accounting of the myriad of problems that occurred in relation to Maricopa County Administration 2022 general election. As the canvass is looming and the issues related to Maricopa County ability to lawfully certify election results, the unit requests a response for the aforementioned issues on or before Maricopa County submits its official canvass to the Secretary of State, which must occur on or before November 28th, 2022. Sincerely, Jennifer Wright, Assistant Attorney General.
Wow. Wow, brother.
So, oh, Shady, my God. You saw Reconcile, right? Like, look at this. Run back to Dominion, SOS, researchers, trust yourself. Like, look at this. Focus, Ascension. Like, this is about, Runbeck is the printers. Dominion is the machines. SOS, Secretary of State offices, is this letter, Shady. Investigators, this is the investigator unit. Now we also have researchers, whistleblowers, and patriots, obviously entrusted positions, Shady.
And isn't this very interesting that the coordination that we're seeing here, you can obviously tell the problems that they're having there in Arizona. All this stuff is being submitted to the Attorney General. I'm not sure whether or not this guy has what it takes to prosecute or to deliberate these cases. But the reality of the situation is that letter represents people paying attention, Jeff. That's the big deal here. People aren't like missing this. It's not just like going past them.
Well, I'd like to point out that this is a different, it's a unit that was set up by the Secretary of State, but not really run by him. This is the Elections Integrity Unit of the Arizona Attorney General's Office, or the AGO. So this is kind of separate from the AGO or the AG, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't this be, so maybe there's patriots in trusted positions.
Exactly what I was thinking. And it doesn't matter how they try to bury it, it's going to bubble up to the surface.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Can you say wow?
Great. great, great letter. All kinds of stuff is coming out about that election. I mean, the sizes of the ballots, the way that they made them put them in, the idea that the printers wouldn't take them or the tabulators wouldn't take them, and the testimonies, Jeff, the affidavits. Carrie Lake played a few of them over the weekend, but they're just rolling in. People talking about what their experience was on that day, what happened to them personally, and it's heartbreaking. It really is. I mean, even some more than the ones that we played in last week, they just keep coming in. But I'm telling you, every single one of them individually is absolutely heartbreaking.
That's right.
You don't want to live that life. You don't want to think that you're an American and your vote is non-valued, non-counted, non-noticed, and all those people feel that way.
So Runbeck is amazing, guys. So this is a breaking news. Arizona company who sent fake ballots to Georgia is closely tied to Democrat Party.
Imagine that.
So Runbeck, Maricopa County Printing Company, was allegedly caught sending ballots to Fulton County, Georgia. Runbeck lists Ronaldo Valenzuela as their official testimony on the website. Wow, shady. And here's Runbeck right here. This is your election mailing and printing. See, printing and mailing, on-demand printing ballot, ballot sorting, ballot software, petition management, election services, voter center, equipment. Shady Groove. These people.
We've got it all. What do you need? We've got it. We got you covered. Yeah.
So that's Runbeck. So Runbeck guess which company prints ballots for Maricopa County? Ding, 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 ding. It's Runbeck. They're printing ballots. Arizona business kicks into high gear as election season begins. The Phoenix company that handles the mail-in ballots for Arizona's biggest counties ended up on the ground floor of a niche business that is now booming. Yeah, it's booming. It's booming, Shady Groove. And this is interesting right here. This is an article from May of 2021. Runbeck made the ballots for Tarrant County that allegedly had a 30% error rate, causing the barcodes to be unscannable. Unscannable barcodes on ballots may cause the ballot to go to digital adjudication where that can be fixed by a person. And this is it. About one third. Here it is. Look at that. The county state approved print shop is not making the barcodes 100% scannable, Garcia said. So that's a lot. If you look at the county ballot board will have to copy the mail-in ballots into new ones and then scan them, Garcia said. If about 60,000 mail-in ballots get returned, Garcia expects about 20,000 of those will need to be redone by the ballot board. 20,000.
Wow. Wow, right? Wow.
So in 5/21, May of 2021, in a surprise of the century, Runbeck has partnered with Dominion Voting Systems. Over 1 million Georgia voters received absentee ballots. Runbeck Election Services partnered with Dominion Voting and the state of Georgia to send out more than 1 million absentee ballots. 1 million absentee ballots by Runbeck, a Maricopa County Phoenix company that's stealing your elections nationally, not just in Maricopa County anymore. So it's Runbeck claims.
I think it's in all the swing states. Easy.
Yeah. Runbeck claims that they did about 30% of printed ballots in the general election, partnered with the U.S. Postal Service to mail out the ballots. Questions. Who managed the anonymous ballot drop boxes? Who received ballots that were returned to sender? Runbeck. What happened to the ballots when they were returned to the sender? Which is Runbeck. Were returned to sender ballots ultimately filled out and placed into anonymous ballot drop boxes? Note, the return to sender process is not included in the Runbeck full process under one roof infographic. So it's ballot preparation and proofing, requests, file processing, ballot printing, ballot folding, ballot inserting, postal sorting, postal paperwork, delivery to U.S. Postal Service, postal tracking of mail pieces. Wow.
Man, thinking about the days of a paper ballot and a hanging chad. Boy, that hanging chad doesn't really seem like a big deal right now whenever you're looking at all this disgusting stuff that you're seeing. And whenever I went to vote for the first time in 1992, it was one of the, I looked forward to it for 2 years before I went to do it. Like, it was something I really wanted to do. And I just think back to that time and how many people, back then, and the election day, the election day of going and selecting the candidates that I wanted. Unfortunately, I voted for Bill Clinton. But anyway, the people, like, you know, it was just so awesome to see all the people in the line and standing in the line and talking to people. And it was this whole thing. And now look at this disgusting nature of complication that it takes to go vote and all the systems and infrastructure. You don't need any of this garbage, guys. You don't need any of it.
Yeah. And listen to this. So they did 30 million, Shady Groove. They did 30 million in 2020. According to this PR firm, it's now close to 80 million. Today, members of our team had the privilege of touring Rumbek Election Service facilities and learning about the incredible work they were doing. They will procure more than 80 million ballots throughout the 2022 election cycle.
Wow. 80 million. Yeah. Need to get a rough idea on what, I mean, that's got to be pushing half.
80 million, Shady. I mean, that's how many votes Trump got.
Yep. Yep. And Biden.
And Biden.
Then maybe that's where they all came from.
Kind of funny, but not funny. I mean, you know,
it's
what
not
I mean?
Funny. I mean, can't help but laugh. I don't know what else to do.
Shady Groove, and we've done shows on Rumbek, Shady Groove. In fact, I didn't do a search in our channel for Rumbek. Let me just do that. Rumbek. Okay, let me look at. Oh boy.
Let's oh boy. All the way back.
All right. All so here we go.
Rumbek
made Talent County. That this is. Oh, this is interesting. Did you know that Rumbek prepped about 30 million ballots nationwide, approximately 30% of all November paper election ballots? Their numbers, not mine. Here's the sauce. Eric Fink, Rumbek Election Services, retweeted this. With 26 days to go to election, Arizona is now casting ballots tonight. We'll go inside Rumbek Election, the Phoenix company that preps about 30 million ballots. And that was that. Now it's 80 million, guys. Keep that in mind. Here it is. 10 days until early election. Rumbek Election Services retweeted. 10 days until early ballots are mailed, October 7th, Arizona voters visited Rumbek Election Services in Phoenix. They print one-third of all ballots in the U.S. For November elections. Those are their numbers, not ours, Shady.
And that was from 2020. What he was just showing you was 2020, guys.
Actually, 516. Yeah, October 30th, 2020. Excuse me. Yes.
Yep.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
This one is October 9th, 2020. I'm sorry. Let me just get the exact sauce. September 28th, 2020.
So the lead up to the 2020 election is what this was highlighting.
Yeah.
And then they amplified it by more than double.
And this is October 30th. This is one here. This is fascinating. This is last October. Rumbek knew Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin would be election hotspots. So here's this from the election hotspots of PA to AZ to Wisconsin, Pennsylvania to Arizona to Wisconsin. Here's a fascinating read, which digs onto the concerns and the headlines. Politico talks with those directly at the heart of the issues, including Jeff Ellington, who's now the CEO of Rumbek. And this is from Rumbek Election Service, a journey into the heart of America's voting paranoia. Wow.
Oh, I see a comment from Patriot Donnie saying that they set the signature verification down to zero. Yeah, that's true. We've heard about that in a number of states that have set their AI signature identification tool to where it's almost not calibrated. It'll accept anything that rolls through the thing.
And Greg mentioned that on the show Friday. Absolutely right.
That's right. Yeah, you did. It's true.
Patriot Donnie, I'd also like to thank you for the $117 Rumble rant. Wow. Thank you. Shady, one of the best Q lounges ever. God bless you. Oh. I agree. Holy moly, guys. If you missed yesterday's Q Lounge Live, make some time today, tonight, your drive home. Go to rumble.com/MG show. It's the show right under this one. Shady, great job. So Kevin Rumbek with Rumbek Election Services basically tells us he knows exactly how. And he has all the access to control the cheat. Listen to this.
Up rhetoric. And then we spent all our time though on cybersecurity.
That amped up rhetoric, Kevin. A lot of folks are saying it is mail-in balloting. It's ripe for fraud. It's the wrong thing to do. When you hear those kinds of things, how do you respond?
Well, I disagree. I mean, obviously, we've been spending the last 20 years building processes around vote by mail because we felt like it was what was going to take over the industry. Literally, anytime a state or county goes to vote by mail or predominantly what we call the permanent list, like Maricopa County, people don't go back. When you can sit at your kitchen table, think about what you're doing. So we looked at all the processes. And so first thing we have to do is make sure you get the right ballot. And so we have a lot of processes around ensuring that you get the ballot for the precinct that is aligned with where you live. And then we're tracking that. Voter registration, obviously a very critical component. The counties and states actually manage that themselves. We do provide some background software on that, but that's kind of the just nuts and bolts behind the scenes. So by the time we get a voter's name, he's been vetted or she's been vetted through the county as a registered voter, and then we're aligning the exact ballot that they need, what precinct they live in, and making sure that they get that.
What are the odds that fake ballots will start flooding the system? I've heard that the concern being raised.
While we can't control somebody from a foreign entity or domestic manufacturing stuff and delivering it to a post office, where the post office looks at it and says, okay, we'll take this in. That's the first red flag. You think about that. Somebody walks in with a tray full of voted ballots. So that sort of information, the FBI and Homeland Security, we're watching that all the time. And
I must be getting hit. I'm just going to turn it back a little bit just to see if that helps.
To a post office where the post office looks at it and says, okay, we'll take this in. That's the first red flag. Yep. You think about that. Somebody walks in with a tray full of voted ballots. So that sort of information, the FBI and Homeland Security, we're watching that all the time and in coordination with USPS. So let's assume that somehow they got into the system. They actually presented the mail overseas, and it's trickling in from all the avenues it gets. One, it's got to be perfect visually. It's got to use the same envelope, same paper, same style, same print, which a lot of that can be done. But more importantly, they have to know what precinct that voter lived in and the voter's name and their address. And they have to forge a signature. Any of those things that are wrong, our system kicks it out. And it'll be kicked out as, and if we see a pattern, like if we suddenly got 10, 15, 20 fraudulent, clearly fraudulent ballots, I guarantee you, FBI and Homeland Security are going to be swarming this place.
No, they wouldn't.
And they'll start investigations in an hour.
Not a chance.
We'll figure it out. We can isolate those as fraudulent. We'll put them to the side. Counties will then and the courts will decide what to do with them. And so I'm very confident that while we can't stop someone from trying, that we'll catch them.
Now, remember, this is the CEO of Runbeck at the time who sent fraudulent ballots to Fulton County.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. And not very... not very secretive about their little process there, is he?
No.
They tell you. They tell us every day.
So this is, from Code Monkey. Is the ballot printing company also the company that mails the ballots? Yes. Does the ballot printing company receive the mail ballots that were marked return to sender? Yes. You saw them in the last video. They were in Runbeck offices with the return ballots, Shady. Does the ballot printing company also manage the anonymous ballot drop boxes? Is the ballot printing company responsible for spearheading the creation of the unconstitutional laws that allow for mail-in ballots in the first place? Surely, this scenario didn't happen. Ballots printed, then mailed to phantom people at fake addresses. Ballots returned to printer. Printer fills out the ballots. Printer puts ballots into anonymous ballot drop boxes. Those people, the mules, Katie, were going to Runbeck, grabbing the ballots, put them in the drop boxes.
Yep. I completely think I completely think that that is what was going on, and I think that they did it exponentially in 2022, considering breaking down this election a little bit more to some of the information that Seth has about actual registered voters. Some of the number of participation in these counties is not lining up. There is discrepancies all over the place, especially in the swing states. And people are dissecting it and seeing it. They don't really know what to do with it yet, but people are dissecting it and seeing it. It doesn't add up.
So let's go back to 2021. This happened, Shady Grove. This is from more than 200 firefighters battle a massive fire at a recycling yard in Phoenix. The heck? So
that's not the one where the chicken house burned down with all the votes, or that is the one where the chicken house burned down with the votes?
You would recycle ballots at a, you would recycle paper at a bar. This is not chickens, Shady. Okay. The incident has become upgraded to sixth alarm. There are more than 150 firefighters on the scene. These are, this is paper fire, Shady. Ballots? Gotcha. Mark?
Must trying be to tie it.
Don't want to get confused with chickens.
Lots of times, there was another story right at the same time. Remember?
So, I'm just asking. I don't want people confused. So this is the ballot duplication system in Runbeck, right? This is Runbeck Election Services. This is their patent. Mr. Ellington, ascending to the role of CEO, former CEO Runbeck, will maintain day-to-day duties while assuming the role of chairman of the board at Runbeck's Election Services, having taken Runbeck Election Service from a small printing business to a full-service election rigging company. Elections company. Mr. Runbeck will continue to use his decades of experience in the election industry, advise companies' executive leadership's best practices on how to allegedly rig elections.
They're good at it.
Yeah. Is Runbeck just a small ballot printer, Shady Groove?
Nope.
So here it is. This is an article right here out of Clever Journeys. This is voter fraud. Who printed the ballots for Fulton County, Georgia, and why is it important? Even Democrat election observers provided sworn affidavits, cheating rampant for Biden ballots. Who are Kevin and Brian Runbeck? Democratic judge orders audit. Guys, these people are sick, and we have it all. So we're just showing you the history of the 2020 to bring you into today, 2022, where Runbeck did 80 million ballots, only 30 million in 2020. Wow.
And they needed some more, Jeff. They knew that Patriots were going to be participating in this election. And, you know, whenever it's supply and demand, you know, whenever there's going to be more demand, you have to up the supply.
Yeah. Yeah. And Runbeck was mentioned by Q, Shady.
Patriots know the score, and everybody out there needs to realize that this is not going away, and this is also not going to bury the country. I really, you know, a little bit frustrated with people out there that think that, oh, everything is lost because the election didn't go the way that you wanted to. No, they stole it, and we were watching, and this is going to be dissected going forward, and once Arizona sets a precedent, then other states are going to start scratching their heads. They're like, wait a minute. Seems like some of that stuff happened here too.
That's right. So let's.
I don't know how many states will certify.
Let's flash back to Senator Sonny Borelli.
Bottom line is this: all of the evidence is being turned over to state attorney general for criminal investigation and or hopefully criminal prosecution, because people need to be prosecuted for this. We've identified three individuals already. Their names are being withheld right now because. No, everybody's presumed innocent until proven guilty, but we also want to protect them anyway, just in case, they commit suicide or they disappear or whatever. But that's being turned over to law enforcement, i.e. the attorney general. What we have here is an ongoing conspiracy of a cover-up that's been perpetrated by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and the Secretary of State's office and perpetuated by the fake news mainstream media. And what they're conducting now is more of a propaganda black op operation, blackout operation, where they're blacking out all facts of what the audit was, all the results, and they were involved in a propaganda psyop. They're putting out misinformation, disinformation to do numerous things to distract and distort the truth, and to also demoralize everybody to think that, oh, it's over, this was a failure, the audit was a complete failure, and it's a nothing burger, and that's why they did it on a Friday. You know, here's the funny thing. The press got a hold of a partial, incomplete draft of the audit report, which is ridiculous. And the county attorney, Mr. Liddy, because it was reported in the newspaper that he released it to the newspapers. So he released that information to the media so that way they can have their own narrative already built up in a can. So that way they could start out hammering it on Thursday night and then Friday. So they could already, you know, get their message out there that Biden won. The numbers didn't change. Matter of fact, Biden gained more votes through the audit. The audit team was not there to determine a winner or a loser. They're just supposed to report the data. Now,
you know, I see Pedro Downey, he's full of crap. No, I mean, he was actually on the right side of this. But obviously it was a disinformation campaign as well, Shady. I mean, Fulton County, Georgia got fake ballots from Rumbeck. Rumbeck did only 30% of 2020 election, now 80% of the 2022. And, you know, and the first word out of Q's latest drop was Rumbeck. Wow.
Our election system has a problem. We all know that it has a problem. But again, like I've said before, until the majority of the American people realize that there is a problem and can see it and can help us stand up for that specific point, it's not going to move. So how do you do that? You agitate the environment. How do you agitate the environment? You let the criminals do what criminals do, and you get as many people to watch the criminals doing what they're doing as possible. This is happening over and over again with the Trump administration and the way that this whole thing is unfolding. We need to recognize the pattern here and understand that this is how we bring people to the conversation. I know you're frustrated. I know you're aggravated, but we have to bring the majority of the people to this conversation, and the only way to do it is for them to think that their vote has been disenfranchised. If the person thinks that their vote counts, then they're not with us. If they think that their vote doesn't count, then they can relate to what you are saying, and that is permeating independents, Democrats, libertarians, Republicans on the Never Trumper side. I can see all of those people now being able to look and say, wait, this makes no sense. I do not understand how these candidates can get more, different candidates in a different category. The governor wins, but the senator doesn't. The senator wins, but the governor doesn't of the same party. That anomaly didn't occur before voting machines like this.
Absolutely. Now, you know, and now we're, you know, since Q's first word Friday night was run back, the storm has arrived, found this, and I was looking for something to this effect as well. But this, and by the way, Brighteon.tv, we love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to run to the top of our, take a 5-minute break and come back at 1:05 p.m. Eastern on rumble.com/MG show. Also, we're going to be on redstatetalkradio.com. You just say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio. You can hear us. But I want to play this. Q's first words tonight was run back. So let's look back at election fraud hearings in Arizona. Okay. That were held after the 2020 election and what was said about Rumbeck. This is November 30th, 2020. Jan Bryant testified that Rumbeck was bringing truckloads of ballots into the tabulation center. Now, remember, we've heard reports of the Maricopa County Tabulation Center bringing in big trucks as well. So is it something to do with this, guys? We couldn't tell them, so we have to show them. Let's check this out.
Good, but I will tell you what you just said triggered another thought. The Wednesday before the Friday that we quit voting, so 10 days before they quit tabulating, they thought they were done. And then more truckloads of ballots would come in. And I'm like, how can you not know how many ballots are still out there?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Would you repeat that? They thought they were done.
They thought they were done multiple times.
There was what?
Multiple times. The people that were running the rooms thought they were done or almost done or were going to be done Wednesday morning, then Thursday morning, then Friday morning. Then it went on the whole next week. And I'm like, I asked the question, I'm like, you don't know how many ballots are still left to come in? I don't know who does, again, process project management.
On that,
zero.
On that point, ma'am, I'm tracking with you, but what day did the truck show up?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, because
every
what
day.
I heard the first time, what I thought
day.
I heard is a truckload of ballots showed
yeah.
up.
Okay, just a minute. I want to make sure that we capture this properly. So there were trucks that showed up on the 3rd, and then the 4th, and then the 5th. And how long did that go on? How many days?
Well, I wasn't there the whole last week, but I know
they were
still,
as long as you can recall, yeah, how many days?
My last day was...